Episode 190, Hella Bass Badcast. Just a Friday night hangout chat, talking fantasy fishing, some unboxings, previewing the Bassmaster Elite Series, talking about some moves in the Bassmaster Open EQs, a Minnesota angler, way up the leaderboard. Enjoy the episode. This week, the Hella Bass Bass Fishing Podcast is brought to you by Arsenal Fishing. Arsenal Fishing offers premium custom-made performance apparel and tackle. Arsenal delivers a wide variety of custom-designed baits, accessories, and tools, along with unique utilitarian apparel for all outdoor enthusiasts. As part of their support, you can use code HELLABASS15 to save 15% on all purchases at arsenalfishing.com to support the show. Now let's get back to helping you catch more bass and suck less.
TGIF, it's Friday. What are you guys thinking? Tyler, Michael, maybe this is the new thing. Maybe I need to be going live on Fridays. Maybe this is the future. Maybe this is my scheduling conflicts. But I feel like during fishing season, Fridays will be tough. But short term, let's try Fridays. Late night, after hockey, people can stay up. That might be the plan. Jerry over on Instagram. Ooh. Brendan, the mole. The mole is here. Did you get your baits? Raid from Tim's. Nice, Darius. Saving you from spending your money, Darius, over at FLW Tim's on the whatnots. Visor Gang, what's up, Jack? TikToks, Instagrams, what's going on, everybody? I've got some things to talk about tonight, some things to show off. I've got some boxes to unbox. Got this thing. Let's cover up this stuff, but it says Rich at Hella Bass Mystery Box. Those are all gone. Looks like the tackle craft didn't last long tonight. Just embrace it. What's up, Will? What's up, Marty? So, I've got this box that I do not know the contents of. I've got this tube, which I do know the contents of. Crack those open. Talk some fantasy fishing. Tonight's Hella Bass Live on a Friday night is brought to you and presented by Arsenal Fishing and boosted by Powerhouse Lithium. Travel rod. Could be, Brendan. Could be. Did I try to get the Rapalas on whatnot? I'm not sure what Rapalas we're talking about. Charles says he got his whatnot items yesterday. Yep, been shipping those out. What's that long time no see, Everth? Daniel, hope you're doing well. Hope you got out fishing like we talked about. Did Fothergill catch him today? I forgot to check in. That's another thing we can do. We can check in on the Bassmaster Open. I looked at the day one standings, but I did not look at the day two standings. Should we do that together? TikTok, you won't be able to see this. So, all right. Don't spoil it, Tyler. Let's get over there. I'm actually, I recorded some videos today, did some editing, should have a video out tomorrow. What do you think of that? Crazy times. Too late, rip. I wonder where that puts him in the overall points. All right. So after day two, Jeremiah Kindy takes the lead. And let's see here. How's the volume? Is everything sounding okay? Some new names at the top. Not as many of the same names. But Easton Fothergill, 11th. And he had, missed it by 4 ounces. Gets good check. He was what, fifth or sixth in the first one? He's going to be really close to the top of the points after the first one because I don't see many of the other familiar names here. Dakota Ebear and Ish Monroe, both with good tournaments. Clark Ream, he's gotten off to a good start. He's got two checks in a row. He's going to be up there. Emil Wagner, I think he just missed, wasn't he like 12th in the last one? He'll be up there. He's a powerhouse lithium guy. Panger bounced back with 16 pounds, got himself a check today. That a boy Panger. Chad Grigsby, Arsenal guy. He got a check. Brock Bielik, I think he's a, I don't remember if he's South Dakota or Nebraska. Do you guys claim him, AJ, as a Nebraskan, or is he more of a South Dakotan, Brock Bielik? Looks like Luke Palmer getting warmed up before the Elite Series, just missed a check. So Jack Dice, last guy with a check. Austin Cranford, he had a pretty first good first event. Trey McKinney missed the check. Bo Browning, good first day, fell off day two. Nick Trim, good day one from lacrosse, not so good day two. Now we're getting to the parts of the standings where, like, you're putting yourself behind the eight ball for the elites when you start finishing down here. Tharp, not good. He's what, second or third at the Big O, and now at 149. Keith Tuma, our guy, Minnesota's own, not great. Kevin Short, zero the first day. Brad Leitner, Minnesota. Yeah. So there you go. There's your rundown. I don't think they update the points until after this. I think maybe you can see it in somewhere like Bass Track, AOI, unofficially. I don't know. There's like a way to see it, but anyways, that's that. He fishes South Dakota Nation. Can't blame him. Probably cuts 5 hours his drive to the qualifier. But is he from Nebraska? Does he live in Nebraska? Did I see AJ's dope tramp stamp gill color? I did. Is it on the site, AJ? Can I type? Let's see here. Would be in the custom booyahs, super tramp gills. This one? Do people like this? Can't really see the back on this. Is there a way to see? This is the only, you only see one picture here. I don't know if that's the best angle on that one, AJ. Maybe we should look at the Instagram post. Far right side on the Bass Track. Did I miss it? Oh, yeah. Paul Marks, I guess he's up there. It looks like Easton Fothergill's second unofficially in the Bass Track. Because Paul Marks had a good event the first time, too. So there you go. Let's see here. I thought there's a, maybe it's like a little, maybe it was the Instagram video or something like that. Showed off the back of it better, but what's up, Stephanie? Yeah, the video looks, I don't know, should I pull up the video? Is it worth it? Or maybe like on the YouTube short could be a place to find that. I will drop a link in the chat here if anybody wants to look at the custom booyahs.
Do you have a
link to your YouTube on? Oh my gosh. You don't even have a link to YouTube on your page, JJ. Come on. Did not get a Watson hat yet. Here we go. Give you a little better look at it. The hashtag FBD, Fish Boat Docks. Yeah, going head-to-head with Tim on Whatnot. I do think the video shows off the color of AJ's Super Tramp gill a little better. I don't stun. How do I feel about the new Monster Jig? I don't see it being of interest for me, honestly. Like, I feel like it's more of like an ocean jig, a salt jig. I can't see it being that big a player in the freshwater game. If I want something that big, I'll just throw a swim bait. That is a Booyah 100, XCS 100, Clay. You like Clay? All right. I show him any more of AJ's crankbaits, I'm going to send him a bill. Bass Assassin. Rich, have you used the Caden 743 by any chance? Or what is it good for if you've heard anything? Curious because I can get one for a deal. I have not used the Caden 743, but I do have two of the Champion Extreme 743s. I would imagine their actions are similar. I like those as like smallie rods, tube rods, finesse jig rods. Mojo rigs, small swim baits like K-Tex, like 3.8s, 3.3s. Very versatile rod. You can do a lot of things with that rod. Yeah, AJ has a YouTube channel. He only posts shorts. So, yeah. So what do you think? I got a couple. I'm going to get a mail call. I didn't show these off on the Whatnot stream, but I did not show these off on the YouTube. TK has gotten into painting some of the new Balsa B1 since we're talking about custom paint here. And so I grabbed a couple last time of his Coleman Craw. And I don't know. If you like the Red Craw, Clay, you might like that one. You were on the watching the Whatnot from the safety of the YouTube stream, I think, last time. But yeah, so these are fun little nuggets. He dropped some more of them today, but they are already gone. The campers swooped in and got them all. But I don't know. Good looking craw. Didn't show those off on the regular stream, just the Whatnot stream. So I thought I would. But pretty cool. Got me a couple of those. I'm curious, you got the mistakes today. That a guy. Top Rex says sexy. They got a monster jig with the same weed guard as my finesse jig. Brown BBC is all in. The mole is all in on the monster jigs. Ryan says he's got the Caden 743. He uses it mainly for finesse jigs. I don't think you'll be disappointed if you get that 743 Caden. I think you'll find it to be. Brian got one of each of the balsas today. So if you guys didn't get any balsas, you can blame Darius and Brian. So that's that. And I've got this tube, which I think has got something kind of fun in it. What do you think you guys want to see, the tube or this box first? Should I put it in the YouTube chat? You guys can vote on it. Quick little poll, little user interaction. I can't imagine setting the hook with that 10-aught hook. Yeah. My 2024 commercial campaign officially starts every time I go live. Yeah, I couldn't afford the YouTube or the Super Bowl spot like the Kennedy campaign. So, I don't know. You can just write me in. See if I get more votes than Kanye on the write in. Let's see here. Fancy Fishing starts next week. We can talk a little bit more about that later. Drain the Lake. I'll show some Drain the Lake stuff. And, but yeah, Toledo Bend next week starts Thursday. So get your Fancy Fishing lineups in. Vertically packed six pack of Busch Light. Yeah, like what else do people think it is? Let's hear some guesses in the chat what you guys think is in the tube. Who am I picking? I'll touch on some of that. Actually, the Fantasy Fishing video will come out probably tomorrow. We'll cover some of that in a little bit. So, looks like the tube is going to dominate. We're going to have a brief word from the Dream Team, and we'll come back and open this tube.
Are you ready to reel in your next home purchase or refinance? Supreme Lending's Dream Team can help guide you through the entire mortgage process, from pre-qualification to closing. We have a wide variety of home loan programs in our tackle box, including down payment assistance and first-time homebuyer options. You can ask Hella Bass. He trusted us to help finance his home. Contact the Dream Team today by searching Supreme Lending Dream Team or click the link below in the description or scan the QR code on your screen.
Thanks to the Dream Team coming back. I'll do one more little fun poll here. Just for fun. I see some guesses on the tube. See here. A Cheryl Teagues poster. Darius knows what's in the tube. Two-piece rod in the tube. Certainly not an ice fishing rod. 24-inch worms, stickers for my boat, a short people rod, Hella Bass 24 posters in the rod. Dobbins travel rods, a tube full of craw tubes, Monster A-Rig, all good guesses. Yes. We'll start our grassroots campaign tonight. If anybody needs some stickers, let me know. I do have them on Whatnot. Otherwise, designed by AJ. It was AJ's idea to start the All right. The thing you said you got from the closed place. Restock on Speed Craws. All right. Craig, you're late, but we haven't had that much to do. How did we even get into this thing? Let's see. Get our trusty Arsenal braid scissors here and see if we can. When is my next Whatnot? I think I have it scheduled. I'll probably do it next weekend. My daughter has a soccer tournament in North Carolina, and my wife's taking her, so it'll just me and the youngest. So working that around the open house of probably the night after the open house for In Tune Marine. So probably a week from Saturday. And I actually got a bunch of stuff queued up that I think I've gotten some new good stuff to roll out. I think it'll be pretty good. I haven't opened it. No. Oh, Rapala OG Mega Crankdown. How do I even get this?
Okay, I don't think we're going to have to keep cutting here.
A for packing here.
Okay, will this come out of here?
All right. Oops, I think we're in. Da, 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 the unveiling. Look at that. Tom Mann. Vintage poster that says, try one of my latest creations. What do you think? So I actually kind of wish I would have got one. I bought this because Retro Bassin, our last guest that I had, wanted on. Look at that. There's like a little, I don't even pick up on this. That's like a pogo shad, like an embroidered. No, maybe it's not. Maybe it's a little George. It's a little George. I was thinking it was a pogo shad, but I think that's actually like a little George. Fine. So I didn't get this for me. I got this for Retro Bassin because he really wanted it. So I'm actually shipping this to Retro Bassin. Maybe I can jump in and get another one from Tim. This is from FLW Tim on the Whatnot. So we'll see. But I'm probably going to lay it out, get some cool pictures of it to document it. Maybe I'll grab one for myself. But Retro Bassin was trying to get his stuff set up on Whatnot. And he said, like, no, I sent him a picture, a screenshot of it. And he's like, if you can get it for me, bro, I'll send you a Venmo. And I was like, all right, I'll grab it for you. I think Ryan, you got one, right? Or one for your. So, yeah, Ryan got one. Ryan got a way better deal on his than I paid for this one for. Mr. Retro Bassin, but a pretty cool piece of bass fishing history. Tyler says he still throws the baby one Vinus. Yeah, the bedroom, we think, like right above on the ceiling above our heads or like right behind the headboard. I'm not sure. That's definitely a man's mat. Man's bait was your first frog bait. Yeah, for the people that listen on MP3, you're probably going to have to like timestamp this 21 minutes in and come over and see the visual of the man's poster at some point. He's got some jelly worms today. He wants that hat. Yeah, poster. That's a little George. We did spend money on that. Most people think it's cool. Yeah. It is pretty pristine condition. Yeah, didn't bid against Ryan. I think Ryan bid me up, and then he got it uncontested afterwards. Maddie B checking in from South Africa on Instagrams. Yeah, I thought it was cool. Maybe I'll try to get another one, but that one's for Retro Bassin. All right, so here's the other box before we talk fantasy fishing. This is actually also from Retro Bassin. He appreciated coming on the live. So if you guys, you can go back and check out the last live if you missed it. We had some fun talking about some old baits. We showed off some cool stuff. He's a pretty cool dude, really chill. He just moved to Florida. He's not too far from you, Brendan. Maybe you could hook up with Retro Bassin and go fishing. But he decided to send me something. I have no idea what's in this box. But feel free to search up Retro Bassin on YouTube. He's got some cool content if you're into the old school stuff, you know, the pre front facing sonar genre. Cooler than the travel on. All right. He said, Rich, thanks for having me on the live stream. Thought you could use some old school gold to get you through the cold winter months in Minnesota. All right. He's got kind of a list here of what's in here. That's kind of cool. Got some air pillows. Well, this was unsurprised here. This is pretty cool. He sent me, which was very cool and very generous, a Retro Bassin snapback camel hat. That's pretty cool looking. Make a terrible visor. That patch placement. But I'll try it on, see how she fits. We definitely, if you know me, that is way too many snaps. We're definitely gonna have to loosen this thing up. Feels like it rides a little high, but in the grand scheme of hats, it's not terrible on my head. But she is definitely topped out. But pretty cool patch hat. I'll just probably set that right over there for now. I like the camo pattern on that. Yeah, just like a little cut around the top of the, like, come straight across and then, like, and then back down. A Swiftie. There you go. What's up, Carol? Some more.
Well, what else we got here?
All right. So, a couple baits. So, he actually sent me a power pack shad, which I think he actually showed this off on the stream last time. And this, see if this one still works. I don't know if you can see that. You can hear it in the mic. You pull that little cord. Then you can actually, let me get this up here. You can see the tail actually flapping. That's pretty neat. Very cool. I'm not sure how, I don't know. I could, I think I remember seeing this and pulling it out in a store, but I don't think we ever bought one because I was like, well, if you hooked like a 5-pounder on that, could you trust that cord? Good reminder. Hit the thumbs up. Never hurts. Cost you nothing to hit the thumbs up. Let's see here. What else is in the box? We've got a Stanley Vibra shaft. Brendan, what do you think of that? TK would be jealous. 3/8-ounce Vibra shaft. I'm tempted to fish it. Go out and catch one on this bad boy. Yeah, Havoc is retro for Brendan. Look at you cussing. Did you kiss your mom with that mouth, Brendan? Yeah, great spinnerbait. All right, let's keep going.
All right.
So that basically early 90s is when that spinnerbait came from. Then we've got a Retro Bass and Daredevil. So these will be coming. He said they're not dropped yet, but they're coming. So he's actually got a Daredevil with the Retro Bass and logo. He's been working on starting up a storefront and doing some collabs. So yeah, go check out Retro Bass and maybe subscribe, figure out, he said maybe they'll be coming to Whatnot. He might be starting a Whatnot stream. So that's kind of cool. Very cool. Thanks.
All right. What else do we got here?
Well, this. Oh, she's coming out the bottom. A little bit of the package is failing a little bit here. Let me try to. I don't know if it was like that or if it got bounced around in shipping here, but it's a flat A. Oh, a Slim Shad, a Bomber Slim Shad, and a Fire Tiger classic pattern. This one's actually got like that glitter back Fire Tiger. In the Slim Shad. Yeah, you can probably think back to your childhood. Bill Dance rolling around in his Pro Craft, catching 5-pounder after 5-pounder on a crankbait like this. It's funny because it actually says it's got a new sticker on it, right? Assembled in Mexico. Cool. Got fond memories. I caught like a Bomber 6A. I remember catching a lot of fish on as a young guy. Clay says, BA on the in the box Fire Tiger Slim Shad. All right, and then we got an Excalibur floating shad. Could be a walleye bait. Could be a bass bait. It's a floater. Very similar to a shad wrap. It's called the Shad R. Excalibur shad. Pretty cool. In the pack. 1997 is the date on the back of the package here. If I can see the... Can't quite see what the color is. But yeah, it's pretty cool. Pretty dope. And... Yeah, everything's mint that he has for sure. Yeah, early returns on the polls are looking good for the Straw Roots campaign here. Uncle Randy's fishing with a live scoper tomorrow. Do tell, do tell. But give us more information. Spill the tea. All right, and then we got some slaps, some retro slaps here. Folded up in paper. This is often what I do with people's slaps on whatnot, as I fold them up in their packing slip. But here I got a couple retro bass and slaps. So kind of see that. Pretty cool. They put on a tackle box, a wall. Yeah. So thanks. Shout out to Retro Bassin. If you guys think this kind of stuff is cool, go give him a follow on YouTube. He's a good dude. Put some of the stuff back in the box gingerly. Let's decide what we're going to keep, what we're going to fish, what we're going to do with this stuff. Very cool. Not like the Batman's balsa haul. Yeah, there's a link. You can click on Daniel's link. That'll take you to Retro Bassin. He didn't have a link in the BFL and got a boater on boater draw. Nice. Hopefully that guy has a GoPro and records it. Yeah, I'm guessing, right? Like if you make like four casts with a spinnerbait that's sold at the that band will probably just explode upon impact. But Or you could, actually, the skirt's probably good. Probably just have to reband it before you lose it. All right, what else is in the news? So, there's like a one person hanging out on TikTok strong here. Let's see here. So I just want to call out next week here on the 24th. Intune Marine is having their open house one day, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. I should be making an appearance there for a good chunk of that day. If you want to come down. I will definitely have both Visor Gang stickers and Hella Bass 2024 stickers to hand out anybody that comes. They're in just west of St. Cloud in Cold Spring, Minnesota. I'm not sure if, last year Powerhouse Lithium was there in person. It looks like Arsenal Fishing is going to be there this year. Relevant Sunglasses, Volselka Fishing Rods, Custom Rods. They'll have a bunch of rods to play with. You can probably buy some Arsenal stuff. Yeah, they'll have Phoenixes, Pontoons, Vexus, Camus, all that kind of stuff. So if the weather's nice and you're within a reasonable drive, it's definitely a way to scratch that spring fever. So invite you guys to come out for that. Yeah, it might be TK lurking on TikTok. That makes sense. So, yeah, shout out to the Arsenal Open House. Let's see. Yeah, Fancy Fishing. So you, Nate says, what did I place on the MLF Fancy Fishing? Let's go. I actually, last night, I was like half asleep and I was like, did I miss a tournament? I couldn't remember if I missed a tournament. I don't think so. There was one BPT and one invitational, right? All right. Let's see, you got to go up here to the leaderboards. Invitational, I took 294th, about 100 pounds back from Jeff M. So looks like Keith Carson kind of let me down. Spencer Shuffield kind of made Dakota Ebear and Drew Gild picks were on point. So maybe Kyle Cordiana. My group B was pretty decent, but yeah. .380 with Martin Villa zeroing. Yeah, a few pounds there would have done you well, Nate. Let's see here. What do I think of the KMS XS? Is it an XS or SS? Yeah, it's actually, I mean, it's the same thing as a CX, except for you're getting the aqua traction. One of the boats that Intune has is the XS with the full aqua traction bow to stern, both front decks and the cockpit. It's pretty nice. If you don't want carpet, it's a great option. If you like the only thing to me is you're giving up the padded front deck, which is nice when you're standing there for 8, 10, 12, 13 hours. Ideally, it would be cool to have like carpet, padded front deck, and then the aqua traction in the cockpit and the back deck. So then when like co-angler AJ is like spilling dip and die and, you know, spilling his coffee and chew spit and cigarettes and all that stuff, then, you know. Yeah, padding. You couldn't feel that when you were up there for the 5 minutes? Password, linchpin 57 is... Slamus. Look at you, Clay. It's like that one piece at a time. So my understanding from what I've heard about Boatworks had nothing to do with Camus. It had something to do with them either being overextended or the owners having a split or a combination of that. Yeah, Toyota Series had some good weight at Gunnersville. Yeah, we talked about that briefly, Brown Bait Company, because I had John Sukup up maybe 3, 4, or 5 lives ago at the end of December. It was a split. He was bought out. I couldn't say much more than that. I don't think it was 100% amicable. I don't think John wanted out, but that's the way the cookie crumbled. Who told me about it, and she's ready to fish? You could use code HB10, Clay, and get yourself a deal. Just saying. Just a subtle reminder. All right, so Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing. You have 5 days, 7 hours, and 20 minutes. Yeah, or 124 volt lithium. Now you're thinking, Clay. Those older bass cats don't do well with a bunch of weight back there. So what am I drinking tonight? Tonight I have a little bit of amaretto and some Diet Dr. Thunder. Bradley Hallman was not like an owner, as far as I know. He was just, sponsored or a partnership with them. So, Fancy Fishing this year. And now, instead of the Mercury Drain the Lake, it's the Falcon Bassmaster Drain the Lake, where you pick your 10 anglers and you can only use them once per year. So I'll just throw this out here. I have a planning sheet that I use. And if you're paying attention, I've finished in the low to mid to upper 90% in drain and lace the last several years. And how I feel like part of that is using this drain the lake calculator, where basically I built this, where you can go and say, St. John's River, I really think that's a Bernie Schultz event. Wheeler, I think is a Jordan Lee event, right? And you start filling it out. And then, like, if you try to use, you know, Bernie again, it gives you a red error saying you've already used him once. So you can use this to, like, plan out your it's supposed to actually make them like disappear, but sometimes it takes a little while for the script to catch up. So if you think this is cool or you think it'd be helpful, I give this out to the members. So there's a link in the community tab for membership, and so if you want to join the membership for a month, yeah, so you get 80 picks, right? No, it's actually 10. It's a right? No. Is there eight? How many events are there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah. Times 8. So it's 80 picks, right? And I think there's 104 anglers Elite Series, but with the Classic, you have a different set of anglers. So, like, you could peak Easton Fothergill at the Classic, and then you don't have to use them in the other Elites. So there's about 10 guys fishing. Right, we've had Tim Dubay, right, Easton Fothergill, both guests on the stream. Justin Barnes. There's a few others that have made the Classic through, you know, college, opens, Bass Nation, things like that, team championship. So that's a way to extend some of your picks if you think they're. Yes. So if you join and you're a member. Hellebass 24, you can use this, and there's a link. Also probably do a live stream running into a little more depth how to do this. But if you want access to this, just join the membership. You can get this calculator for free, as well as bonus memberships and badges, and you get cool things next to your name, like AJ and Brian and Daniel, things like that. So just another perk of being a member. Oh, Clay? Oh, why would you sabotage Ben right out of the gate? Unreal, Clay. So here's a surprise. I did not take Jordan Lee for Smith. I use it a lot for work, Chris. But I actually did hire somebody on Fiverr to help write the scripts for this, so that to make it do these things. I kind of built the basic thing a couple years back, and then I had somebody help me, and I paid them like, I don't know, $50 to write some scripts. So. AJ is taking off Toledo right now. Yeah, that's a pretty good one. That's a safe bet, right? He's won 2 out of 3 tournaments, so like you kind of go through and pencil in some of these heavy hitters, right? You got your Smalley anglers at the end of the year, Cliff. Oh, I mean, like, here's an easy one, I think. Cliff Prince at the St. John's River, pencil him in there. Yeah, it's a cool tool I use. You can build your own. But my advice to do well in fantasy, drain the lake, you kind of got to plan out the year versus going lake by lake. Let's see here. So back to Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing. Yeah, so here's a quick peek at my drain the lake. I'm not going to give you too good a look at it because I want you to watch the other video. And then my team for the year. Actually wrong. Let's say we gotta go switch to Fancy Fishing. Give you a quick look at the roster. Got some young guns, got some veterans, former guest Wesley Gore. That's the team for regular Fancy Fishing. And if you haven't joined the group yet, I think we had somebody ask, right? You just beat Hellebass group, go to the group page or search Hellebass. We're hanging in right here. 329 people in the private group. Password is Slamus with a capital S. Join up. Beat Ronnie Moore barely has surpassed us with his public group. So let's, if 7 of you could join so we can, you know, hold him off a little bit. You know, join the Arsenal group. There's a few other groups giving away some prizes here. But we are the largest private group, and let's not forget that. Where's Taku go? I mean, to me, Taku can go a lot of places, but I would use him on Champlain or St. Lawrence. What's up, Hooksteps are free. You going live tonight? Walters could be fork. Yep, not bad. Or Murray could be good for Walters. Swindle for Lake Fork. Swindle could be a good one for Smith Lake as well. Going to run out of primo scopers fast. I think the 10 or the 9 EQ anglers are going to have an impact early and often. Most people don't know who Ronnie is if you didn't mention him. I need to set up a good point. I'll get that set up and I'll announce that. I'll do a members only here in the next few days. Good point. I'm going to write that down. BP, thank you. A members only, and we'll have separate prizes for the Visor Gang members only. More reason to become a member. We'll have additional opportunities to give stuff away. Clay says, Clun wins fork. I would bet you he doesn't win fork, Clay. All right. What time are you going live? I could probably send up a redirect on the have you set it up yet? Yep, look at that. All right. Setting it up. I don't know if we'll be going that late. 11%, 11 Eastern, so in 15 minutes. Does that sound right? We could probably wrap up a few minutes. I don't think it got super, super long tonight. So yeah, 11 Eastern, that's 10 Central. Yeah, we'll send you a raid, as the kids call it. I feel like you need to get 11, 12. I mean, to do well, yeah, you want to be over in that 1,000, 1,100 consistently. You need to pop some 13, 1,400s on your regular fantasy fishing team. But when you start dropping below 1,000 and putting up 700, 800, 900 points, it's hard to make that up. Daniel's on tonight? I'm about to tune in. That's so cool. I don't have much. This wasn't going to be a long stream. We'll answer a few questions here for the next 15 minutes or so. And then we'll just send people over to Hooks that are free. Yeah. I mean, I'd like to get at least 1,200 points per tournament. Water is crazy high at Fork, but Steve Kennedy, or is it Seth Fighter high, Clay? Is it that high? Pro tip. Yeah, fill out a tournament roster every lineup. One of the reasons to subscribe to this channel and hit the notification button, I put out videos for every single tournament. So that is all the more reason to help you get your lineups in. You know, you can sign up for the notifications for Bassmaster, all that stuff. You can subscribe to my channel. All backups to make sure that you actually get your lineups in. Who's everybody's pick for Toledo Bend in the chat? Like, who do you think is going to win Toledo Bend? Clay thinks it's going to be Milliken. Dadbot says Milliken. Tyler Rivette. Is that what you're saying, Kyle? Oh, yeah. Absolutely, Clay. Jess says P. Walters. There you go. Getting your lineup before the events start. Also a very good tip. A couple people saying Ben. Best pundit says Lee Livesey. Back-to-back to open the year. See, this is a sneaky good pick. Nate says Dark Horse, John Garrett. I think that's a good pick. Hackney, that would be a fun one. A fan favorite for sure if Hackney comes back and does an Elite Series win here. I would love that. Yeah, we got the white stuff, the snow, the S-word. for the first time in like, what, a month? It's only the third snowfall we've had all winter. James says the cowboy, Cifuentes. Well, look, there's so Nate says, Matt, you can't say Garrett and Robertson. I think I might have Robertson on my fork team. Well, now you're switching from Milliken to Felix, the sleepy assassin. Stephanie says BM is not going to win. Carol's going to use the random angler generator to select her roster.
Everything else cool around here? I feel like all my other stuff's kind of like not anywhere near it. Did I show this off the other day?
No, I showed this off on the whatnots. No, I showed this off with retro.
This little bagley I got. I got a bunch of tackle, but it's not near me. Well, here's a PSA.
Where's that thing go? This is for the campers out there. If there's any campers that really wanted a snowball, wake bait, and they would like to trade me for one of the other shallow cranks they have from the Big M collection, let me know. I am willing to trade a snowball for another Big M if somebody is really wanting to get this snowball. Hit me up. Scoping will win, Nate. I put Milliken on my drain the lake. But yeah, we need more snow and more rain because our lakes are low. I would say, AJ, it's a mix. Definitely not like not all five of my, you can't, right? I mean, early in the year, I guess you can. But let's see, like this year, where's my actual un momento, por favor. Where did my... All right. So, one, two. Two of my five picks are on my Drain the Lake roster. So Wesley Gore and Logan Latuso are both on my Drain the Lake. So only two of my five regulars are on my Drain the Lake. Hackney has East Texas Magic. Think about it, Bobby. I mean, I know you barely have any, so it'd be really difficult for you to part with one. It's not like I've sent you, you know, secret soft plastic baits that you want. Trey McKinney for the dub. I could see that. Scope. I bet you scoping does not win all of the tournaments. It might win most of them, but it won't win all of them. Yeah, I don't think it's. I'm not saying scoping won't win Toledo Bend, but I don't think it's a slam dunk. And it's not going to be like the BPT where they were more late winter, early spring. And they had that cold front that stacked them all up at the mouths. And then every fish counts. Like, if you catch an 11-pounder like Cliff Crochet is, and you get a 25, 30-pound bag, that can really turn the tides for a five-fish bag versus scoping. Rookie of the Year predictions and Angler of the Year prediction. Rookie of the Year, John Garrett. AOI prediction, Patrick Walters. I think it could be, I don't think it'll be shallow scoping, but I think it could be mid-depth. I don't know what, offshore. Yeah, I mean, it's not going to be like Okeechobee scoping perspective. It's going to be mid-range to offshore, I think. Landon Tucker, of course you can break some news here. MPFL angler Landon Tucker, former guest. he helped us preview the season opener on, was the season opener or second tournament on Seminole last year? You missed another balsa drop. Maybe I could start ordering for you, Dustin, and just be like a mule. Let's spill the tea, LT. I didn't order any today either, Dustin, if that makes you feel any better. But that was intentional. I actually forgot to go back and listen to the camper stream last night. I missed it last night. I'll have to go back and hit up the replay. I'm winning Hartwell. That is all, nothing else. There you go. So for those of you playing the fictionary MPFL fantasy fishing game that doesn't exist, you can pick Landon Tucker on the imaginary roster. Bobby says the skunk got swiped, but he got a mistake. You'll PM me. Oh, so you wanted to break news and then you thought otherwise. Will Scott Martin get his first blue trophy this year? I mean, now that he's got an open win, right? He can fish free. He doesn't have to worry about points. So it would be a good year for him to get an elite trophy. Ooh, rumor has it Walters bought all new shorts. Easy AOI this year. Are they short shorts? Yeah, last night I was at hockey, and then I actually met one of my buddies from Tennessee, was in town for work, so we met for drinks, had a couple beers, hung out. Did, like, in-person contact, like, face-to-face stuff. It was really weird. I don't know if people still do that or not. Kyle says, Hackney for the Classic. Yeah, it is weird. Real weird. I think we're going to sunset the TikTok. Bye-bye, TikTok. I don't see much for chats here on the Instagrams. Literally nobody's watching on Instagram. Bye-bye, Instagram. Sweet dreams. See you next Saturday. Hopefully you're feeling better. Everybody can go to the Intune open house and meet Fish Brian in person. Anything new at Dobbins? There's the Caden travel rods. Isn't there a 746 cranking rod coming out, or a 764 cranking or something like that? I don't know if they're actually out yet. Jason Christie and Jordan Lee at the Classic. Jordan Lee is not in the Classic this year, so you're going to have to find somebody else. Jason Christie is an excellent pick, but Jordan Lee is not fishing the Classic. He is not qualified. Yep. It is getting pretty warm. There could be shorts weather by championship weekend. Milliken wins the Classic. Okay. Who's my bucket A? Walters. Yeah, the DC 746 CB, Christie by 10 pounds. There you go. He can't be stopped by Edwin this time. Brock Mosley for the Classic? Getting his chatter wagon on? That'd be cool. Miss playing puck. There's actually... They said they were thinking about doing a parent-player scrimmage for one of our last practices tomorrow night, and I just don't think it's wise for me to get on the ice at this point, so I think I might just spectate that and not go out on the ice. Palmer, that's a good dark horse pick for the Classic. Christie gets two, does he retire? I don't think so. I don't get the sense that Christie is hanging up anytime soon. I think he likes caving people's heads in too much and winning big trophies. Yeah, I see him on the right side now. We did. Ray, yep, Ray Roberts, 2025. So 2025 Classic will be in the DFW era on Ray Roberts, and this will be a March Classic, right? So last time it was supposed to be February or March, then it got moved to, what, June? So we're kind of getting a redo on that. Brock was in the top five last time going last day, and his Angler SS spinnerbait died. Did he only have one? Yeah, I think that'll be cool. Easy to get to. DFW, there's a lot of good options to fly into. It's pretty centrally located to drive. Yeah. It was high water. I mean, don't sleep on Christie. Like, he can scope and do both. Does Cox, Scott, Matt Robinson get their first elite? Maybe. I mean, there was a couple tournaments last year where Robertson came out of the gates and then just didn't follow it up. Yeah, Christy won with Panoptics on St. Clair before any of us knew what it was. Cox for Murray. Interesting. Yeah, very interesting. Matt gets two this year. I would bet against that, just because not many people get two. Not because I don't think he's a good angler or that he could do it. I just seems really unlikely. Ooh. Frank, moonlighting already over at the other channel. Yeah, Matt needs to close. He's good at starting tournaments. Matt Airy for the Classic. Are you talking about the Grand Classic or next year's 2025 Ray Roberts Classic? He can scope, but he's not in the 25%. Sure. I mean, that's fair to say for about a lot. Nobody gets two this year. Cool deal. Well, yeah, I'm gonna guys send you guys over to Tyler. Thanks for coming on tonight. We spent an hour hanging out. Probably do a members only this weekend. We'll do a deep dive on the drain the lake and talk about some other stuff. Get the Visor Gang members only stream or group fired up and get ready for next week. We need to get a guest on for next week. We've been guestless. Who are the top three scopers? Probably the new guys. It's probably like, you know, Trey McKinney. It's probably not even guys that are in the elite. It's probably some of the new EQ guys, maybe. I don't know. Like non-new EQ guys, probably what, Walters? I don't know. I have to think about it. Yeah, I'll catch everybody later. As always, here to help you guys catch more big bass and suck less. Man, we're going to send you over to Hook Sets Are Free.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
As always, thanks to all of you that hung in till the end of this podcast. This has been another episode of Hellebass Bass Fishing Podcast Experience. Please consider sharing this with any of your bassin' buddies and friends. This is the best way for podcasts to grow is through word of mouth. Also, don't forget to search Hellebass on Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, or just about anywhere else so that we can connect in more ways. As always, here to help you catch more bass and suck less.